Like another development that is very worrying in the last, let's say, 10 years is that how abortion opponents use the internet in order to, you know, spread wrong information about abortion. And this is, of course, very, like, highly effective because women who, you know, didn't deal with the topic in their schools, for example, you know, or don't dare to ask openly, you know, their friends about it, they go to the internet, you know, like an anonymous place, and most of them are then exposed to really, really, like whole websites with, like, yeah, totally wrong and one-sided information, you know, but which then, for example, state, you know, that as a first of all, women have to become depressive, have to become, you know, like, you know, suicidal even, or also like that abortion can cause cancer, infertility, you know, and all this, which is really not true, you know, because as you said before, it is really one of the safest and easiest procedures in medicine, you know. I think what also has to be done, and can be done very easily also, is to, you know, really put out websites or also, like, for example, YouTube videos, you know, where women talk honestly about their experiences and really give like neutral, right information and really updated information as well, because abortion opponents use a lot of, like, really old studies, you know, and old statistics that are, like, totally not relevant anymore, you know. Yeah, so the internet is really like a battleground, you know, for this topic, which activists can also work with very easily. And this is also something that where I really see that, like, you know, like a younger feminist scene didn't really deal with the topic because a young feminist voice about abortion is not present right now, and that I find really worrying, and this has to be, you know, established again, and the internet is a great place for it, you know. You know. But I think it also has to do with that the women who have a voice in our society are women who are maybe more assertive, you know, who are better educated, also are, like, who are academics, you know. And I guess they also have better access because they know where to go, you know, they know what to do. They are also, they don't allow other people to intimidate them so much, you know. But I guess, like, women who don't have access to better education or to, you know, knowledge about sexuality and, you know, fertility and medicine, you know, and they are the ones who have the bigger problems and who are very, like, easily or more easily manipulated and tackled. And I guess we need also, like, solidarity, you know, like a bigger like cross-class also solidarity again, you know, to really educate women, like all women, you know, and just also see their specific problems, and not just think about our own